individual, as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now, Afternoon Tea.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. A British man's being prosecuted in the United States for allegedly trying to smuggle American military technology to China. John Miller is also accused of organising the stalking and harassment of a critic of Beijing. He's been indicted in his absence along with two other people. US officials say they're trying to extradite him from Serbia. The Defence Secretary has announced a new plan to ensure the UK has enough bullets and bombs for its armed forces. John Healey says £1.6 billion is going to be spent on at least six new factories. It's as part of the government's strategic defence review. The Liberal Democrat MP Mike Martin sits on the Defence Select Committee at Westminster.
The infantry is the smallest it's been since the 1790s. We can put about five ships to sea. Maybe if we had to fight tonight, we could get 30 planes in the air. It's just not big enough. So you can have that digital backbone that enables your forces to speak to each other with AI and all the rest of it. But if there aren't any forces to speak to each other, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans.
A passenger train derailed in western Russia after a bridge collapsed, killing at least seven people. Local authorities have already blamed what they're calling illegal interference in transport operations. And the Conservatives have called for some prison officers to be given access to firearms. A Ministry of Justice source says the government has a zero-tolerance approach to violence and extremism in UK prisons. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Something Dan TDM might play for your Hall of Fame trio this morning. The highest video game score in the Hall of Fame on the way after Samuel Barber.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
the highest video game score in the Hall of Fame, that Nobuo Uematsu's Final Fantasy VII theme, and that's Aerith's, to be precise, played by the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic under Arne Roth. And that peaked at number 3 back in 2013. So if you think it's doing well now, it's nowhere near where it was. If you fancy hearing more from the world of computer games, Dan TDM is your man here every Saturday night on Classic FM from 9. Just before it, your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame began with Samuel Barber, his Adagio for Strings, up 3 this year at 17, played this morning by the Innovation Chamber Ensemble. One more for your trio this morning, a piece up to its highest ever position in our charts, up 78 places to number 156 from Delius. This is By the River. his only piece in our Classic FM Hall of Fame, Delius Florida Suite, played by the Ulster Orchestra this morning, conducted by Vernon Handley. Wrapping up my trio for you from the Classic FM Hall of Fame. But if you fancy a bit more, you're in luck. Tim Leoru is along later from 7 with your weekend breakfast show, and between 9 and 10 has an hour of goodies.
You're listening to Classic FM.
actually died just 9 days after that premiered. Tchaikovsky's brooding Pathétique on Classic FM. His Symphony Number 6, the Tannhalle Orchestra of Zurich there, conducted by Paavo Järvi. It followed Beethoven's Symphony Number 7, the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, doing the honours. Yannick Nézet-Séguin there, conductor. Katie Brethwick with you until Sam Pittis takes over the reins after 4 o'clock. Gershwin, Rachel Portman, Shostakovich still to come after Bach.
Thank you.
Joshua Bell and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields playing a violin concerto by Bach in A minor on Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
George Gershwin's Walking the Dog on Classic FM. The Ian Sutherland Concert Orchestra played under Mr. Sutherland himself. Just ahead from Shostakovich, some Soviet light music lost during World War II, but bits of it were rediscovered and it was reconstructed and brought to the public's attention by Stanley Kubrick when he bagged it for his movie Eyes Wide Shut. His Jazz Suite number 2, the Waltz 2 from it, played this morning by the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra on Classic FM, conducted by Ricardo Chailly. Katie B with one more choice for you before Sam Pittis bagsies you after four from the Cider House Rules movie, music by Rachel Portman. Michael Caine, Tobey Maguire, Charlize Theron, all starred in the Cider House Rules. Music by Rachel Portman on Classic FM. That's it from me. I'll see you next Saturday morning from 1. Sam Pittis is next. You be good. And if you can't be good, be outrageous.
Classic FM.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
This Tuesday's Euro Millions jackpot will have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby! Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in this Tuesday's Euro Millions draw. Play on app or buy in your nearest store.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
On your radio,
on Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. The UK is to build at least six weapons and explosive factories at a cost of around £1.6 billion. The Defence Secretary says they're part of the Strategic Defence Review. The plans will be announced this coming Monday. US President Donald Trump's special envoy to the Middle East has condemned a response from Hamas to his proposals for a ceasefire in Gaza. Steve Witkoff says the amendments it's put forward, including a complete withdrawal by Israel from the territory, are totally unacceptable. Yotam Cohen's brother Nimrod is a captive soldier and he's keen for a resolution.
We are left with no other option but to turn to the United States special envoy. Please, Mr. Witkoff, if the hostage deal outline is accepted, place a comprehensive deal on the table immediately.
From today, the sale of single-use vapes is now banned across the UK. They've been outlawed over concerns about their effect on the environment and also the growing number of children who are using the devices. Three people are still being questioned on suspicion of arson after a fire at a shopping complex in Northampton. Emergency workers were sent to a branch of Dunelm on the St James's retail park in the town on Saturday afternoon. And in football, French side Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League final. They beat Italian side Inter Milan 5-0. At the Allianz Arena in Munich on Saturday night. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And I'm Sam Pittis. Great to have you to start your